Okay, so we're holding now between Purim and Pesach. So we're going to share a Torah, B'siyata D'Shemaya, regarding this Tkufa, as we exit Purim and we enter into Pesach. So there's a Medrash Pliya which says the following. It's Yalkut Shimayni. It says on the Pasuk in Mishlei, Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yeda Davara. He who is Shomer Mitzvahs, Lo Yeda Davara. He doesn't know anything bad. So the Medrash says, Zeh Esther. This is Esther. Shahaisa Oisekes Pevedikas Chametz. She was dealing with the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz. And that's why she didn't know of the evils of Haman. And the Pasuk concludes, Ve'eis u'mishpat yeda lev chacham, that there's a time in a mishpat which is known in the heart of the chacham. Zeh Mordechai. This is Mordechai. Do you have an answer, Justin, to that? No? So there's another Medrash that says the following thing. Medrash says that when Zeresh proposed the idea to Haman to hang Mordechai, so she offers the following advice. Baboiker emor lemelech. I want you to go in the morning and to tell the Melech about this idea of hanging Mordechai. So the Medrash says, what does this mean, Baboiker emor lemelech? So what she was saying was, make sure that you show up before Mordechai recites Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis. Why is this important? That Haman should beat Mordechai in this race of Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis. But the Malam Maral says, when explaining the Lashon of Purim, it's a very interesting taich on it. He says it comes from the word pirurim, which means crumbs, to break down into small pieces. What does that have to do with Purim? Just bechlal, there's a shayla. What does it mean, Baruch Mordechai, Brucha Esther? Why are they Baruch? And lastly, the Ravid says, when he the Kaf HaChaim brings this, but the Ravid says that the whole institution, the whole minug of placing 10 pieces of chametz out before the bedika is all what he says, Maisa Nashimu. It was all created by the women. It's the women's fault. Maisa Nashimu. This is very difficult. What that means, Maisa Nashimu, that the women came up with this. And it became this Kabbal B'chol Tzvitzis Yisrael, this idea that the women had to put 10 pieces of bread. So already the Ramah brings down this minug, and the Arizal explains it, and he explains the depth of it. The Ari says that we know that there are 10 spheros, and 10 spheros creates a koma shlema. It's called a partzuf. And just as there is 10 spheros in the Kedusha, so in the Tumah there is as well 10 spheros. When 10 spheres of Tumah get together, they create an entity, a spiritual entity of Tumah. So being that Bir Chametz means taking the Ra and doing away with it lagamrei, so by putting out 10 pieces of bread demonstrates that there's a Bir to the 10 spheres, which is the Koma Shlema of the Klipa. So what's made the Rai bid Maisa Nashimu? There's certainly oimik to that. In fact, there's a Tshuva Sarajba where he talks about where he justifies the minhagi of the nashim, not just, you know, stam bekach, that they do what they do. He gives chashivas to that. So let's begin with the following musa, which is brought down to the Zayar. The Zayar tells us, Beis Reishis, that the word Bereishis represents Beis Reishis, that there are two heads. For example, when we speak about the months of the year, we know that there's Tishrei and there's Nisan. So which one is the head? So Tara says there's two heads. Beis Reishis. There are two heads. There's, in fact, in Kabbalah, there's a secret like this called Rachel. The Rachel is considered to have two heads. Zinyan of two heads. Beis Reishis. In Kedusha, such a thing is Shayach. we speak about the klipa, when we speak about the sitra achra, like we explained before, zelu maaseh asa lekem, everything which is true in the kedusha is as well certainly true in the tuma. So there are also beis reishis when it comes to the inyan of those klipas, the tumas. There's Mitzrayim, and there's Amalek. Perish. That we know that there are arba malchios. Bavel, Paras and Madai, Yavan, and Edom. And of those four, there's a reishis to them. And the head of all the goliaths of all the malchios is Mitzrayim. Golos Mitzrayim is considered to be that which is koilo, which is all-inclusive of the Dalet Malchias. So aside from the Arba Malchias, there's also another Klipa. There's another set of nations which are called the Zion Amamin, the seven nations which reside in Eretz Canaan. And at the helm of these seven nations is Amalek. So there's Reishis Mitzad Mitzrayim. And there's also Reishis Mitzad Amalek, as the Pasuk says, Reishis Goyim Amalek. Amalek is the head of the Goyim, which reside in Eretz Canaan. V'im Taimar, where do we see Amalek in Eretz Canaan? But it says so explicitly, when the Meraglim went into Eretz Canaan, so it says, the Amalekim were Yoshev Be'eretz HaNegev, that they were in the Negev, and they were afraid of Amalek. V'im Taimar, you find that when Amalek attacks the Yidin, so they attack them, b'derech b'tzeischem in Mitzrayim. But that's good for the point. That as soon as B'nai Yisrael emerged from Mitzrayim, that they left one Reishis, so they encountered another Reishis. And that was the beginning of this next stage in fighting this war against the Sitra Achra. That as soon as B'nai Yisrael emerged from what's called Mitzrayim, the Satan milfaneinu, so now it came time to deal with the Satan miachareinu, which tries to hit you after you leave the first klipa, and that's Amalek. And in the same way, like a chassan, when he's at the chuppah, he comes out to greet the kala. So Amalek came out to greet Bnei Yisrael. As they were on the way to Eretz Yisrael, so Amalek stepped up, and they said, no, you're not coming this way. But it's because Bnei Yisrael were on the road to Yerushalayim, so Mamela, Amalek stepped forth to milchamot Bnei Yisrael. Because Amalek was protecting their territory, which is what they want, which is Amalek Yoshe Be'eretz HaNegev. These two klipas of Mitzrayim and Amalek correspond to two Yetzaharas which we deal with in our lives. These are the two primary Yetzaharas of Avodah Zarah and Arayas. As we say in Parsha Tzitzis, V'leisasud racha v'levavchem echarei neichem, Zu minus, zu arayas. They're considered to be koilal all the yitzharas which we deal with. There's a very big difference between the avodah zara yitzhara and the arayas yitzhara. The avodah zara yitzhara, the halacha is you have to destroy it completely. There's no inyan of being makari of a getchka. But you have to be misharish achareha. You have to dispose of it, you have to destroy it, you have to be sair of it, you have to get rid of it. When it comes to the yitzhar darayas, there is this concept of channeling it lataif. Of this Chazal say, if you have to say Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, so Chazal say b'chol levavcha means v'shnei yitzarecha, with your yitzah hatov and your yitzah hara. Inherently, the yitzah hara is capable of being diverted, redirected, being niskarev, like the Gemara says about Avram Avinu, that Avram was makarev his yitzah hara. To be misakin the rav, the yitzah hara, to do good. Like Chazal say, the yitzah das toivera. I should say, not really about the Itzadav Taibara, but with that which it says by Yom Shishi, Yom HaShishi, my Sibereshis. So it says by Elokim, as Kol Asher Asa V'hini Tov Ma'od. Chazal say, Tov Ma'od, Zu Malach HaMavis. The Malach HaMavis, which is represented by this Ra, it's Shaykh by it, this concept of Tov Ma'od. So the difference between the Yitzhak Darais and the Yitzhak Avodah Zarah is very significant. That when it comes to the Yitzhak Darais, it's Shaykh channeling. Shaykh redirecting. To use the kochos of this chenda of Arayas in Avas Hashem. And really, the Yiras Shamayim comes from the Yitzhak Tov. And the Avan of Avodah Hashem comes from the Yitzhak Hara. That is, we conquer the Yitzhak Hara. We don't allow it to just take us over. To be hefker. So when we conquer the Yitzhak Hara, we take spoils from the Yitzhak Hara. And each time that we're victorious against the Yitzhak Hara, we take from the Yitzhak Hara, and we can now use it in our service of Hashem. So therefore, those who are really Oyevei Hashem, they're Sinura. Those two things go hand in hand. That as much as a person is Soinei Ra, and he's Koivesh the Ra, he's Zeich as a gift to Avas Hashem, because he's redirecting and channeling the Chemda of V'loi Sachmoid to Nafshi Chemda Avasecha. It all comes from the same Shairish. Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz says that these two Yitzhaks, Avodah Zarah and Arayas, are represented by the two characters in the Megillah, Haman and Achashverosh. Haman represents Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says that he either wore an Avodah Zarah, he became an Avodah Zarah. We know that Haman represents Avodah Zarah. And Achashverosh, of course, represents the Yitzhak Darayas. He made a world beauty pageant for 4 years in the name of Arias. We see from the fate of these two Rashas, what we spoke about before, the fact that the Yitzhak Darayas can be redirected is the same way that Achashverosh was redirected. At first he hated Haman, he hated the Jews, and he signed off on it. And then at the end, he was redirected to do everything against Haman. So he has a kiyum at the end of the Haggadah, at the end of the Megillah. It's hard to be in between Pesach and Purim. So he was redirected to be used l'toiv. He built the Beis HaMikdash. Obviously, he gave Rishus to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. But of course, Haman, which represents the Yitzhak Avodah Zarah, Bittul Lagamri, completely wiped out. The Gemara in Brachos, when it refers in passing to these two Yetzers, the Gemara gives them a code name, or at least to the Yetzer de Avodah Zarah does. Says, really, Ritzanin Elasas Ritzanecha. We really want to serve you, Hashem. Our Ratzan is to Yatzan. So, what's Ma'akev? The Sa'or Shavi Isa and Shibun Ma'achias. Shibun Ma'achias is Klipas Mitzrayim. That's the Abagolios. So, what's called Sa'or Shavi Isa? Rashi says the Yitzhara. So, that's Amalek and the Zainam in the Eretz Yisrael. See from here is that the Yitzhak de Avodah Zarah is called Sa'or Shavi Isa. Since we're holding by Pesach time, the connection is obvious that Sa'or Shavi Isa is a reference to Chametz. That the Yitzhak Hara is called Chametz. But specifically, the Yitzhak de Avodah Zarah is called Chametz. So Amalek is Gematria El Acher. And therefore the Bittul of Amalek and the Yitzhak Avodah Zarah is totally in a Gili of Hashem's Achdus, as we'll explain in Mitzvah Hashem. So it would come out, therefore, the following conclusion. That Haman which is the Yitzhar the Avodah Zarah, has a Shaykhis to Chametz. Like that whole binyan was for this point. It's to show that Haman has a Shaykhis to the Sa'or Shav Isa, which is an Inyan of Chametz. Now, why is that important for us? Before we see why that's important, just B'derech Remez, you see that as well. It says in the Megillah, Vayisap Elahem Haman. It says that Haman told his beloved ones about all of his covid, Vesrav Osho, Vesasha Gidla HaMelech, and how the Melech raised him up, which is his Gaiva. So Asher, you know, there's two types of Chametz. There's Chametz and Sa'or. Sa'or is more Chamer than Chametz, because Sa'or can be Machmetz, other things. So Sa'or is the Osios Asher. And Gidlei HaMelech is Gematria Chametz. So therefore, Haman is being Mesapir, Asher Gidlei HaMelech. So Asher, Sa'or, Gidlei HaMelech, Chametz, these are the two references to Chametz by Haman when he's speaking about his guy. That's when his Chametz comes out. His Megala is true colors. And this is significant because we know, and we've spoken about this before, that although the Yeshua of Purim is associated with Adar, the actual story which is taking place in the Megillah takes place on Pesach. So therefore, the whole Indian of Chametz, as it relates to the story of Purim, is very nogeyat. So what's the timeline? So we know that the Megillah from beginning to end was about 12-year period. From the beginning of Ahasuerus' reign till the end of the Megillah is about 12 years. The bulk of the Megillah takes place like this, that Ahasuerus celebrated the building of his throne 3 years into his Malchus, Kishav HaSamalach Ahasuerus, after 3 years, and then he celebrated for 180 days, and then he made a beauty pageant for another 4 or 5 years, right? So at that Kufa, after Ahasuerus found Esther, maybe about a year after that, whatever it is, so that's when Ahasuerus takes Esther. And the Megillah is very clear that when Haman and Ahasuerus sit down together, Vamelech v'Haman yashvu lishtos, that takes place in the month of Nisan. And even more specific, that when the letters go out to destroy the Jewish people, that takes place on the 13th of Nisan. So it could be that even the meeting between Haman and Ahasuerus took place on the 13th of Nisan. Keep that point in mind for a little bit later, I may point out something about that. So Rashi, although it's a machlokas in the Midrashim, Rashi learns on Daf Tesvav in Megillah the following sequence. That Yud Gimel is when the letters went out. That's Klor from the Megillah. And then it says, Mordechai Yadas Kol Asher Nasa, Mordechai knew everything which happened. So when did that take place? Sagt Rashi on Yom Yudalit. Which is the very next day, Mordechai already knew Baruch HaKadosh, and he didn't waste any time, because you can't waste time when it comes to chametz. You can't allow chametz to be machametz. So immediately he was gozer tainus, and that tainus was that day, Yudalid, Tezvav, and Tezayin. This that we've identified, Rabbi Sainas, follow me here, that Haman has a din chametz, and everything which is taking place now, Mordechai finds out about this on what day? Yom Yudalid. So what's Shaychis Yom Yudalid Nisan to chametz? Huh? The Zman Bir Chametz. That's the Zman of Bir Chametz. So what does Mordechai do? Calls a tainus for 3 days. Now, what should he have done? Should have done away with Haman. But he doesn't. Because Erev Pesach is really the time to get rid of Amalek. Erev Pesach is Gematria, Melchama Lashem Bamalek. because Haman is in the house of Esther. He's in the house of the Malchus. That's Esther's home. I really, he should have done away with Haman right away. However, he doesn't. And this is the secret of that which it says in the Megillah, Vayavor Mordechai. Chazal said that he was over on Yom Mishon Shal Pesach B'tainas. He did an Aveira. So what was the Aveira? So from the Pashtus of the Gemara, it would seem, the Aveira was that he called a Tainas on Pesach. But it's more than that. That he was over on the Isra of Ba'irah U'Ba'imatzeh. That he allowed Haman to continue to be in the home of Esther, and he didn't do away with him right away. So what's the halachic status of chametz, which is not destroyed in Erev Pesach, and then you find chametz on Pesach? It's called chametz she'avar alav ha-Pesach. Chametz she'avar alav ha-Pesach. So now you can understand why it says vayavor. Chametz she'avar alav ha-Pesach. And he didn't do beer chametz. Because beer is the osios vayavor. Then instead of doing beer, he was vayavor. And where did he learn to do this from? He learned it from Hashem Yisbarach himself. Because we find the following statement in the Zayar Kaddish, that although we said before that there's two ratios, there's Rashis Gaim HaMalek and there's also Rashis of Mitzrayim. When Hashem was doing Milchama with the Egyptians in Mitzrayim, of course it was a Milchama against who? Against Mitzrayim, Milchara, not against the Malek, but the Zayar says the following thing. But when Hashem engaged in Makas Becharos, the neshamas of the Becharim Mitzrayim were actually Amalekim. It would come out that on the night of Pesach, Hashem Yisbarach was Mekayim the Mitzvah by Makas Becharos of Mechias Amalek. If that's the case, that the neshamas of the Amalekim were actually, I'm sorry, the neshamas of the Becharim Mitzrayim had the status of Amalek, so when would have been the appropriate time for Hashem Yisbarach to wipe them out? Not on the night of Pesach, but Erev Pesach. Miba'od Yom. Because Midaraisa, you have to get rid of your chametz by Chatzos, by the end of the sixth hour. So for that, the Zohar says the following secret. V'yavarti b'layla hazeh be'eretz Mitzrayim. The Zohar says, V'yavarti. Hashem says, I did an Aveira Lishma. So Pashib Shana, what it means that Hashem did an Aveira Lishma is that the fact that Hashem Yisbarach went and he brought his Shechin HaKadosha, his Kedusha, into a filthy land like Mitzrayim, that's an Aveira. It's like bringing a Sefer into the bathroom. But according to what we're saying, the Chiddush of Yavarti is that Hashem Baruch Hu was over on the Inyan of Chametz She'over Alav HaPesach. And Hashem did Bir Chametz when he disposed of the Mitzrim, the Bechari Mitzrayim. Perhaps it could even be said that when Hashem came down into Mitzrayim with the Or of the Shekhinah, so the Or of the Shekhinah was Soyreif them and gave them like a Bir. That's why we say in the Haggadah, Ani V'loy Malach, Ani V'loy Saraf, right? Because he burnt them. So you say, V'loy Saraf. It was a Sreifa, but it wasn't all Yedei Saraf. That's one of the malachim. It was Anivel Sarat. I did the Seifa. Anivel Shliach. Anivel Acher. That's what it says. That's Lashon HaGada. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Amalek, which is Gematria El Acher, and it became Anivel Loy Acher. Loy Acher is the same as El Acher, just flipping El into Loy. Anivel Loy Acher. Which means me and no Amalek. But it was Be'ofen Sreifa. There was a Bir Chometz which took place on the night of Pesach. the way that this is done, in order to get rid of a malik, which is the El Acher, you have to be Megale, a Gili, which is called Hashem Echad. Echad v'loy Acher. And this idea that Hashem Yisbarach is Echad, and there's no Acher, is the secret of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And this was the kayach of Mordechai the Tzaddik, like we've spoken about over the years in these shurim. The famous vort of the Tiferes Shleima, the Radomsker, who goes on the pasuk Ushma'o holich b'chol hamedinos. That it says about Mordechai that his fame was resounding throughout all the medinas. So it says the Tiferes Shleima, Ushma'o, his kriyashma, holich b'chol hamedinos. It went through all the dinim. To be mamtik, the sweet, all the judgments against the Jewish people. And doing so, it was the kayach of that echad, of Mordechai the Tzaddik, which was able to destroy the enemies of the Jewish people. Like the Gemara says, anybody who says kriyash malamita, he has cher pipios biyadai, like a double-edged sword. And that double-edged sword comes from the dalet of echad. The tip of the dalet, that sharp tip of the dalet, it's like a cherv. That's why the pasuk right after it says Ushma'o holik b'chol hamedinos. The very next pasuk says Vayaku hayehudim b'chol leveyim makas cherev herig ba'avda. To show you that the Ushma'o holik is what's responsible for this Vayaku. B'cherev b'herig ba'avda. That's the cherev p'piyas b'yadam of the kriyashma. In fact, we know that the difference between a dalet and a resh is only the kotz, at the tip of the dalet. We explained a couple, few shirim ago when we spoke about shatnez. We said that the eitz, which the Medrash says that Haman was hung on, that all the trees wanted an inn to hang Haman, that the tree which actually hung Haman was a kotz tree, a thorn tree. You see, from the fact that Haman was hung on a kotz means that he was hung on the kutzel shel yud of that dalet of Echad. That he wanted to hang Mordechai on an Eitz Acher. But he got hung on an Eitz Echad. On the coats of that Dalet of Echad. It goes very nicely because the Gemara says, B'nei Banav Shel Haman Lamdu Torah B'nei Brak. The great-grandchildren of Haman learned Torah B'nei Brak. So who, in fact, was the B'nei Banav Shel Haman? So according to one girsa, it's Reb Shmuel Bar Shilas. However, the Ein Yaakov brings a girsa that it's Reb Yekiva. Because we know Reb Yekiva comes from B'nei Brak. It would come out that Rabbi Kiva therefore has a shaykhis to Haman. And we know that Rabbi Kiva darshined the tagin, these koitzin in the top of these letters. So the fact that Haman was hung on this koitz, and his b'nei banav, they darshined that koitz, which is Rabbi Kiva. It was only because Haman was hung on such a high place that Rabbi Kiva had a shaykhis to darshin it. Where do we find that Rabbi Kiva comes from b'nei brak? The most famous, of course, is in the Haggadah, right? So there were the Chamisha Rabbanim, Ma'is Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Tarfon, that they all gathered in the home of Rabbi Akiva, in B'nei Brak, Chayim Asum B'nei Brak. What does it say? They were darshaning the Haggadah the whole night, until the Talmidim came, Rabbi Seinu Higia, Zman Kriyashma Shal Shachris. As if to say that the Zman Kriyashma Shal Shachris is like the culmination of the entire inyan of Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is the inyan of, like we said before, Mechias Amalek, Makas Bechoros, that whole Giloy of Achdus, which takes place on the night of Pesach, which is Mevatel the Elachar of Amalek. So Rabbi Kiva has a shaykhis to that. In fact, you can even say that there are five Rabbanim. Four of them represent the Dalid, and Rabbi Kiva represents the Kutzel of the Dalid. So it's like 4 plus 1. The four Rabbanim plus Rabbi Kiva himself, which is Kedega the Kutzel Shadal. So what you see from here is that Kriyashma has a shaykhis to Bedikas Chametz and Bir Chametz. It goes very nicely with the following Avudram. The Avudram says, why don't you make a bracha on Bedikas Chametz? I don't know how you can understand this Avudram without this Hakdama. He says, because Bedikas Chametz is like Kriyashma. Kriyashma is Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim. And because a bracha is Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim, you don't make a bracha on Kriyashma, although it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. It would be just repetitive. It would just like making a bracha on a bracha, because the whole essence of a bracha is Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim. So he says the same thing is true with Bedikas Chametz. Bedikas Chametz is a Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim. So you don't make a bracha on the Bedika, because it would be like making a bracha on a bracha. That's a very big chiddush to say such a thing. Why is Bedikas Chametz any more of a Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim than putting a mezuzah on? No. Teretz is not. The Bedikas Chametz is this inyan of being Megala the Achdus, which is Mevar the Chametz. That it takes a certain gili of the echad to reveal the or. Or the abarasa to be able to find that chametz, because that chametz is a stira to the achdus Hashem. That every nekud of chametz makes an acher out of an echad. It's actually very nice, al pi Kabbalah. I'm not going to be marchiv in this. But it's important to be said that the Arizal has a kavana that when you say Shema, the word Shema, you have to be mechab in a certain yichud, which is called ner. Ner. And ner goes like this, that there's three havayas on the right side, and there's three shemas on the left side called Eki Elokim and Adnas. When you put three havayas together with Eki Elokim, Adnas is gematria ner. It's called the yichud ner. Just parenthetically, just to darshan this, I'm sorry if I lose you, we'll get you back on track in a minute. So three havayas is very nice, because three havayas is gematria Megillah. And Eki Elokim Adnas is gematria Ekev, which is Remus Rabbi Akiva. And if you're wondering, what about the Yud Aleph of Rabbi Akiva of Ekev? So the Yud is the 10 sons of Haman, and the Aleph is Haman himself. So even in the word Ner, how it's broken down, there's a Remus to the whole Inyan. But you see that Shema has a Ner. What is the Ner? This is the Ner, which is looking for Chametz. And it goes very nice with the next thing that the Ari says, that he says that you have to be Mechavim, what's called the Rapach Nitzaitzim, that you're Megala, like the sparks, the broken pieces, the fallen Kedusha, you have to reveal it, you have to be Megala. So what you see from here is that the Ner is Megala Rapach Nitzaitzim. It's very nice, because Rapach is Gematria Vayavor, like we said before, Vayavor Mordechai. It's as if to say that you take this Ner and you search in dark places, which is where the broken Kedusha is, and you're Megala what's called the Rapach Nitzaitzim, the hidden sparks of Kedusha. So you see the whole essence of the word Shema as a Shaykh is to the sinyan of looking for the Chametz. I can't hold myself back by just saying this last thing, because one day you'll understand this in Mirz Hashem. See, well, you have to be mala these Rapach Nitzaitzim into a high place called Absag Da'ak. Absag is Gematria Matzah. Okay? You have to be mala this Chametz to this place called Matzah. So you see from here, is that the Indian of Kriya Shema as a Shaykh is to be your Chametz? So we spoke about before that Haman has a din of Chametz Shavar Lava Pesach. The Mordechai learned from Hashem Yisburach not to do away with Haman on Yom Yudalid, which is Erev Pesach, but to let him exist into Pesach. Now it comes out as follows. Rabbi says, stick, we have you back now. Remember the Cheshbon. Your Gimel was the day that the letters were sent out. Gedalah, Tesfav, and Tesayin are the fast days. Yeah? So he says, Chametz Shavar Lava Pesach. So on Tesayin, remember, the first Mishteh was on Tesvav. The second Mishteh is on Yom Tesayin. Right? Now, Tesayin is when Haman is found. Now, that's Chametz Shavar Lava Pesach. Now, we know that this is taking place in Chutz La'aretz, so that means there's 2 days of Yontif. Yom Tesvav and Yom Tezayin. So now when Haman is detected, he's detected on the second day of Pesach, which is a Yontif. Now, what's the difference between Chametz Shavar Lava Pesach, which is found on Yontif, versus Chametz Shavar Lava, which is found on Chol HaMoed? Anybody? Huh? Right. So what if you find it on Chol HaMoed, you can do away with it right away. If you find it on Yontif, so the halacha is koifal of keli. You have to put a keli on top of it. You can't burn it on Yom Tov. You have to cover it. So now we know, Rabbi said, that Haman is found on what? On the second day of the first days of Yom Tov. So she can't do away with Haman right away. Because you have to wait till after Yom Tov to do away with Haman. And although it would seem that Haman was killed on the spot, which is on Yontif, it's not true. At least according to the Gilyon, going on Rashi, on Daf Tezvav in Megillah, where he learns that when Haman was killed, it was on Motzei Tesayim, which is Erev Yom Yudzayim, which is already the first night of Chol HaMoed. That's why the Pasuk says, Ufnei Haman Chafu. They covered the face of Haman. But since Haman has a din chametz, so the halacha is, kaifel of keli. You put a keli on top of it. Because it really wasn't yet this man to get rid of Haman until Yom Tov Rishon was over. And so what do? To get rid of chametz, you have to burn it. Sreifa. That's the most lechatchila way to get rid of chametz. So where do you see that Haman got sreifa? Because it says in the Medrash, at that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Malach, which is in charge of Chema over his wrath, he says, this is Lashon Aramaic, what that means is, light the fire very, very hot for Haman. So what is the Medrash alluding to? Where do you find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger was very hot? Because we know Stam HaMelech in the Megillah is Hashem. And what does it say? The Hamelech kam b'chamasay b'mishtei hayayin. That he got up in his wrath and his anger. That anger that Haman was devoured in is called the sreif of Hashem. A sreif asher of Hashem. He got sreifa. Like you find by Vashti too. V'hamelech chamaso bara boy. Bara is a lashon bir chametz. In that chema, there is a bir which takes place. So the fact that he was taken out by the wrath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Melech, that's called bir chametz. It's a very nice remez from the Medrash. Otherwise, I don't know how you learn Pshat in this Medrash. It's going on a pasuk in the Navi. V'haya or Yisrael u'kedosha lehava. So the Medrash says, V'haya or Yisrael zu Mordechai. U'kedosha lehava ze Esther. You see that Esther and Mordechai are called fire. The Darshan is being fire. So the fact that Haman, that his fate was in the hands of Mordechai ve'Esther means that there was like a sreifa. There was a bir chomich which took place on Haman. And it's very nice because we know that Haman was taken out with Chamish Meos Ish. So, Chamas Meos with Haman is 501. 501 is Gematria Sa'or. Sa'or. It's very nice because we say Haman ben Hamdasa is Gematria Sa'or. So, to show that Haman in his roots has a Shaykh to Chametz. Just point out parenthetically, we said before that we know that the letters went out on Yom Yom Gimel, but it could even be that the meeting between Haman and Ahasuerus was also on Yom Yom Gimel. So what's interesting is that we know that the minhag is that we do Mechiras Chametz. So my brand new Rabbanan, there's two Mechiras Chametz. One is what's called Mechira Yom Yom Gimel and Mechira Yom Yadalit. For those who are usually going away for Pesach, they do Mechira Yom Yom Gimel. But those who will be around, they usually do Mechira Yom Yadalit. So we know that Mechiras Chametz is a very valid way to get rid, to dispose of Chametz, although there's a lot of controversy because it may look like a harama. It looks like it's a harama. So I was thinking to say, it would have to be true that the whole conversation between Haman and Ahasuerus took place in Yom Yud Gimel, that we know that Haman tried to buy the rights of Ahasuerus to dispose of the Jewish people. What that means, like he tried to be Mekayim, the Indian of Mechiras Chametz on the Jewish people. That's that called Mechiras Chametz. Like he meaning that what we do to Amalek is what they try to do to us. They want to be Mekayim Mechias Yisrael Chalila. So that's called Mechiras Chametz, that he tried to buy the rights to get rid of the Jewish people, B'derech Mechira. And the truth is that we already see the Musag of Mechiras Chametz by Yosef. That the brothers had a Havamina to kill Yosef, and they said, let's sell him. What was the Havamina? What was the Maskana? So the Havamina was to kill him because it's in an Abir Chametz. I wouldn't be surprised, although I don't know a makor, as to exactly when this took place, this episode of the selling of Yosef. If anybody knows, I'd love to hear. It probably took place on Pesach, because that was the beginning of the Shibud Mitzrayim. Yosef's going down, and so Mamela, it would make sense that the whole tikkun of that takes place by Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's the case where Mekayim and Yosef, the Indian of Mechiras Chametz. But it was a valid Mechira. They sold him for 20 shekel. But when Haman and Ahasuerus did business, it wasn't a valid mechira. Because Ahasuerus, he pardoned him and he said, I don't need the money. It was almost like a harama. So it could be that since Haman Achashverosh, they did this like Mechiras Chametz, which was like a Harama. So from there, we learn that it's Shaykh such a thing called Harama by Mechiras Chametz. We learned it from Haman and Achashverosh. Until then, we had like Mechira Yom Yudalid, which is like a real Mechiras Chametz. I don't know exactly why that is. But Yom Gimel is almost like the Harama Sheba. Let's say Mordechai is the Osios Mochar Yudalid. That's like Mechira Yudalid. Mechira Yudalid we had from the Kedusha. That's called Mordechai. Of course, Mordechai was a Nitzitz of Yosef. You know that. But the Mechir of Yom Yigimel, which we took from the Sitra Achim between Haman and Nachashverosh, that was like a Harama. Because it says that Haman was like the Nachash, but HaNachash Haya Arum. And the Nachash does business, he does it by Harama. So that's just parenthetically, need to be eyeing that a little bit more, but could be that there's even an Indian of Mechiras Chametz which comes out of here as well. So let's go back to our questions we started from before. We spoke about the Maisa Nashim of the Ravid, right? And then we spoke about the Arizal. No, it's a very good minog. Has to be miyashiv these two things. So perhaps you could just say b'derech drush that when the Ravid said ma'aseh nashim hu, it is ma'aseh nashim because it refers to Esther. But the whole inyan of these 10 breads is the shaychus to Esther. Where do you see Esther with the shaychus to 10 morsels of bread? Where do you see 10 morsels of bread by the Megillah? 10 sons of Haman. The 10 sons of Haman are considered to be the 10 pieces of bread which Esther was osik in. It's actually very nice because there's a Mishnah in Pesachim in the beginning of the third parak which says, Elu oivim bePesach. These are the different types of chametz which are oivron on Pesach. And what's interesting is that it starts to list them off by the names of the Arba Malchias. It says Kutach HaBavli. That's one. It's called Sheikher HaMadi. And then it says, Chametz HaDaimi, Chametz HaDaimi. So you see that there's a Shaykhis to Chametz in the Arba Malchis. And the one which is a Shaykhis to Paris and Madai is called Sheikhar Hamadi. So of course it's called Sheikhar because there's an Indian to get drunk on Purim. It's called Sheikhar Hamadi. But it's nice because Sheikhar is Gematria 10 times Ben. 10 times Ben, of course, is a reference to the 10 sons of Haman. So that's called Sheikha Hamadi. So you see that the remez to Chametz, which comes out of Madai, is the 10 sons of Haman. That they have a status called Chametz. Haman is like Sa'or. Primarily he's called Sa'or. And the 10 sons of Haman are called Chametz. It's very nice, because what we see from here is that when Haman was taken out, he was taken out b'din chametz sh'avar lava pesach, but he had the status of chametz. The Gemara says, "Less man diyad l'shnevisha kaman." There was nobody who knew lashon hara like Haman. And in the Medrash Panim Acherim, which is one of the Midrashim on the Megillah, it says that when Haman Achashverosh were having this conversation in Nisan, so he spoke a lot of lashon hara about the Jewish people. One of the things he said is that Yesh lahem yantav sheshmo Pesach. They have a yantav which is called Pesach. And one of the things which they say on Pesach is they're mevarim chametz beveisam. They get rid of their chametz. For Omrim, when they say a tefillah to Hashem, in the same way we're getting rid of our chametz, kach yivara kodesh baruch hu koleveim. That Hashem should dispose of all of their enemies. What's fascinating is that his lashon hara was mekuyim on him. That in the same way, he was the one who was mechadish that. He said that the B'nai Yisrael make a tefillah, whether that's true or not, this is his Lashon Hara, that when they get rid of their chametz, they say, just like we're getting rid of our chametz, so do you should dispose of our enemies. And that's exactly what happened. That Hashem took out Haman like his Lashon Hara, that he treated him like chametz. So his kitchuk became a sanegar for the Jewish people. That's called B'nahapachu. That Hashem took his words of kategar and made it a sanegar for the Jewish people. We mentioned before the whole Indian of Purim according to the Maral is Lashon Pirurin. It's like morsels of bread. It's more than just morsels of bread, which is a remez to chametz. It's a very rare word in Torah Shebaal Peh, but the Mishnah and Daf Pei Al and Daf Chaf Aleph and Pesachim, where it brings on the machlokes of Yehuda and the Chachamim of how to dispose of chametz. So we know Shitas of Yehuda is Bedavka B'Sreifa. He learns it from Nosar. No. Whatever way you want to get rid of it. What's the examples that Chachamim bring there? Chachamim say Af mifarer v'zayre l'ruach omata layam. Af mifarer. So you see that the lashon of pirurin comes from bir chametz. So since the whole neis of Purim and the disposal of Haman v'aseres banav is a din chametz, so it, yes, there is an inyan of sreifa, which took place, like we said before, with Deborah's al-Pidrush. But there's also, you see from here, that there's an inyan of pirurin. But breaking down those morsels and being zayre l'ruach, it's also a way, and that's why Purim al-Shem pirurin, which is a lashon that Chazal used by bir chametz. You find this inyan of Bir Chametz by Kriyas Yamsuf. Because we said Leil Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu got rid of the Amalekim B'derech Sreifa, because Sreifa Sashchina. But by Kriyas Yamsuf there was also a getting rid of Chametz. Although I don't know for sure that these chariots who chased after Yidden, they had a din Amalek, Pashas they did, because it was called the Bachure, the Sheishmios Rechev Bachur. This was like the choice. This is the finest. The finest of Paro is like the Bechori Mitzrayim. It's like the best is Amalek. And how did Kadosh Baruch Hu get rid of them? He threw them into the Yam. That's called Af Mifarer V'zayu L'ruach O'mat L'ayam. And over there too it says Vayavu B'sech Yam B'yabasha. Vayavu is Lashon Aveira. That's also Chametz Shavar Lava Pesach. Could be there too. There was also an inyan of bir chametz b'derech sreifa, because it says that the Shechina revealed itself at the Yam. Zakid v'amdeyu. And it says v'hamayim lahem chayma. Chazal say atikre chayma el chayma. That was that chayma that we saw before. V'chamaso ba'arabo. That there was probably like a sreifa which took place. And maybe even a remez like that from the drushes of the lashon of the shira. But yesh la'ayim b'zeh. This is the pshat also in Baruch Mordechai Brucha Esther. What bracha? Baruch and Brucha means that there's a bracha. So the chorah, the bracha is the bracha which we make on Bir Chametz. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu al Bir Chametz. That says Vayavar Mordechai. Vayavar is a Bir Mordechai. He made a bracha about Bir Chametz. Because there's an inyan which is taking place here about Bir Chametz. Parenthetically, Brucha is gematria Chametz Haman. We say Brucha Esther, it's like you're saying Brucha is Chametz Haman. That Haman, which is this inyan of Chametz, that Esther disposed of that. It's also Gematria Zachar, which is the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. So going back to our Medrash, which we said before, I think B'siyat HaShem we have Pshat in the Medrash. Medrash said, Shomer mitzvah lo yedid davara ze Esther. Shahaisa oisekes bebedikas chametz. Ve'esu mishpat yeda lev chacham, ze Mordechai. What do you mean, esu mishpat yeda lev chacham? What esu mishpat did he know? Why is this tali in a lev chacham? Because it took the lev of a chacham to know, this year we're not doing bir chametz in Yom Yud Gimel, on Yom Yud Dalet. We're doing it when? Chametz shavah lev ha-pazach. That he knew this man for bir chametz that year. And he did a special siyata d'shmaya called the chacham lev. That same Chachalev which built the Mishkan, yeah? He needed that Chachamlev to know the Esu Mishpat, the right time this year to get rid of this Klipa of Chametz, which is Haman. Like we said before, this is an Inyan which is totally in what? Kriyashma. Kriyashma Shal Shacharis. So that Zeresh said, you better get to Mordechai before he says Kriyashma Shal Shacharis. Why Dafka the Kriyashma Shal Shacharis? Because that's the Kayach of Hashem Echad, which is Mevatel the El Acher, which is what Haman, Avodah Zarah, the whole Klipa of Chametz represents. That it's the Shema Yisrael of the Leil Pesach, which is the Makkav of Patish against the Klipa Samalek. It's very nice because the mitzvah of Bir Chametz, the Torah gives it a word, it's called Tashbisu. Tashbisu Seor Mibateicha. So Tashbisu is Gematria. Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. 1,180. Because the whole inyan of Tashbisu is that it's totally in the Kayach of Kriyashma. We'll just conclude with the following thing. You know that when it comes to the Seudah, there's an inyan, it's brought down, to begin learning the Hilchos Pesach by Seudas Purim. Because it's Shloshim Yom Kodom Lachag, and Shoshim Yom Kodol Lachag is already this man to learn the Inyanim of Pesach. So, for example, the Shin of a Rav used to begin Hilchas Pesach, and he began with Simin Tav Chav Tes, which is the first Simin in Or HaChaim, which deals with Hilchas Pesach. I was thinking, perhaps, though, that there's an appropriate Simin to learn by the Suda is a few Simanim later. A few Simanim later, the Shulchan Aruch says that if a person is going away, he's not going to be home for Pesach, and he leaves 30 days within the Zman of Pesach, so he already has to do Bedikas Chametz. Which shows us that the whole mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz begins 30 days before Pesach. So Vaistois, that Esther was being Osek in Bedikas Chametz, although it didn't take place in Adar, that was taking place in Nisan, but it was Koveya perhaps, that the Zman of Bedikas Chametz begins by Purim. In fact, Al Pi Kabbalah it is that way, because the Chidah brings from his grandfather, the Chesed Avram, that literally the Mechias HaMalek, the Yitzhiya Mitzrayim, takes place 30 days before Pesach, and little by little, every day, there's a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more of Yitzhiya Mitzrayim, which takes place. But you see from that halacha that if one is going away, that he has to do a bedika 30 days before, that the Zman, Bedikas Chametz, begins by Purim. I think there's a remez to this from the Megillah, because it says in the Megillah about Haman and his sons, Osor v'Ezbanav, Tolu al ha'etz. So eight is gematria simen, and the simen which that's brought down on Shulchan Aruch is simen taf lamed vav. So therefore, tolu al ha'etz means like simen taf lamed vav, because that simen of tolu is where you learn the halacha that 30 days before, which is a Purim tikka halacha, there's already an inyan of bedikas and biur chametz which takes place. You know, there's also a minog that you're supposed to do the bedika with a wooden spoon. Why dafka wooden spoon? So according to the wooden spoon represents the eights of Haman. And the Arizal says that the secret of the wooden spoon is the os kuf. So kuf is gematria al. It's like al biur chametz. Yeah? In this context, it goes like this. As Haman vespanav tolu al ha'eitz. Al ha'eitz means the eights, which is kuf. Right? And together, it's like simin taf lamed vav. And a rem is also to the kaf, which is also made out of eights. Because kaf is gematria kuf. So together, you see how it comes together, that there's an inyan of bedikas chametz, a bir chametz, which takes place by Purim. And we're following the trend, which we began already on Purim, as we make our way through and we come to the Pesach. What this teaches us about the whole inyan of what the mitzvahs represent is that everybody has a chametz inside himself. Everybody has a Haman, everybody has an Amalek, everybody has a Yitzhak Davidazar and a Yitzhak Darayas. And so what it means, B'derech HaVoida, as we approach Pesach, is that we're making a Hachana for a Gilei of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's the whole Indian of the night of Pesach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megalas Achdus. And so if a person wants to be Samech Geula LeGeula, like the Gemara says, so the bridge between Purim and Pesach is this bridge of Mordechai, which is called Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And the more that a Jew is mechazik himself in his emunah, in the shorshi emunah, and he delves into the sugis of what it means Hashem Echad. If Hashem Echad meant the same thing by everybody, then there would be no chiddush that Mordechai is Shema'o Hol B'chol HaMedina. So it means everybody has a different kavana when they say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. All the way from the biggest rashas and the biggest tzaddik in Klai Yisrael. Everybody has a different asaga what it means Hashem Echad. And Mordechai was a person that he delved into the sugis of Hashem Echad, and that's the ikar iyun of any sugi in Torah is the iyun and the sugi of Hashem Echad. In fact, the whole beer of the Sefer Isaiah is all a perish on Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. To be magal Hashem's achdus. That's what Hashem wants. That his achdus should be nisgal. And that goes together with the geula. When there's a geula of achdus Hashem, that has to do with geula. And when a person has a moon in Hashem and he has bitachem in Hashem in tough times, and he hangs on to what's called Hashem Echad, he's mamshach geula in his life. That we know that everything happens for the good. But if a person wants to be megala that toiv, the more that he holds on to that inyan of Hashem Echad, that everything is good, l'aslov will make ha-toiv ha-meitiv and everything, that it's the secret of Hashem Echad, that if a person puts it in his pocket, and he carries it with him wherever he goes, he's mamshach gu'ul in his life, time, time, time again. That's really what we're being making for ourselves for. And the whole life is a life like that. That a person should have more of a hasaga every day, that he says Shema Yisrael twice a day, that the Shema that he says today should be better than the day before. And he should be mispalel to Hashem when he says Shema Yisrael, Shema Elokeinu Hashem Echad. I don't know what this means, Hashem Echad. So you teach me. How am I supposed to know what this means? So every day, even when we say Shema, it's like a tefillah to Hashem that he should open up our eyes and our hearts Noyid Bashar and Bala, a little bit more every day to know what it means Hashem Echad. To invite the Hashem Echad into our lives. And it should be for each and every one of us, a Gula Pratius and a Gula Klolius, but be as great outside of him every minute.